Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We are doing fantastic. Let me ask you, will you ever get tired of talking about that comeback last weekend?
Never. Never. That was one of the best games that I've ever been a part of. The energy throughout the game, really, and specifically in the second half in the sideline was awesome, and the locker room was a lot of fun.
There was some tear shed at the end of that game. Let's be honest now. Did you shed a couple yourself?
I was just tired. You gotta get emotional. I'm tired. It's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Did you give him the old Al Pacino Any Given Sunday speech at halftime, or how did you do that?
No, I talked about adversity and just one play at a time, and it's going to take the whole 30 minutes. We're not going to go out there and turn this thing around in the first two series. So, and our players were ever so dialed in, and it was unique. I mean, there was really no doubt. No one was hanging their head. So it was fun to be a part of.
And that really reveals the true character of your team. I'm guessing you were never prouder of your team than after that game.
I agree with that. Yeah, I was very, very proud of the football team. Very proud of the players. Just the way they just kept battling. I mean, there's some big time plays throughout that whole second half. And that's what you need in those moments.
Eddie really kicked things off. The run by Eddie Lacy just broke it out, and it just felt, you could feel the momentum through the television set. I have to believe you could cut it with a knife in that stadium.
Well, it was electric, and frankly, it brought back a lot of old feelings. I mean, you hate to go back to prior games, and I think they're always good to look at highlights and give you a picture of what it was and try to get ready for what you want to be and what you're getting ready to do. But there was some magic in that building a few years back, and it was definitely evident again in the second half.
You know, and Packers fans travel so good, Coach. I mean, it felt like almost a home crowd when things are going your way. It was amazingly loud there, people cheering for you.
The fourth quarter was phenomenal. I mean, again, it's a huge, huge stadium. I mean, it's a unique structure, and just to hear the Packer fans in the fourth quarter, I mean, it was awesome. And then the Cowboy fans trying to battle that. I mean, it's probably one of the best away environments that I've ever been a part of.
You know, the stadium is pretty awesome with the big HD screen above it. Do you find yourself looking at that screen quite often to see what's going on?
Not as much, just because I'm a creature of habit, and I'm used to looking to the end zone for replays, so I have to make myself look up. But it's a little different picture than you normally see on Sundays. That's for sure. You can see everything on that screen.
Let's talk about Pittsburgh a little bit. They come in, they're on the upswing a little bit. Started out slow, but they're kind of get their feet on the ground and playing some pretty good football these days.
They're playing very well. They obviously had the tough start there in the beginning of the season, but they're playing their best football of the year. The offense is really rolling now. They're no huddle. Offenses look good. Looks good. They have playmakers. Big Ben is a heck of a football player. And their defense, they've had a lot of young guys in it, and that's really come together too. So, and the other part of it, on the zone special teams, they have probably the best group of returners that we've seen in a long time.
Coach, is Aaron Rodgers going to play?
Wow. I like it better when you give me the non-football question. So, those decisions are made Friday, after practice. So we'll let you know.
Is Doc McKenzie getting any sleep these days?
Oh, I can't. I'm sure he sleeps okay. He's a busy man.
I give him credit. That's a lot of pressure. Everybody wants to know his opinion every week, including yourself. So, but, bones heal. It just takes time to heal. It's just Mother Nature.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Pat's going to do his job. He's going to, stay true to the facts. I mean, emotion and drama is definitely, things you got to deal with, and it's part of the business. But, as decision makers, you always have to take in all the conversation and make sound decisions. And a lot of times those are unpopular decisions.
He's done a lot of work on me, and I know a lot of times that he did not let me get back at this job until I was fully ready to operate.
In the end,
he was right. He held me out until I was ready.
Well, no. I mean, would you have like wrist surgery or finger surgery?
Did a lot of work on your vocal cords?
I had a torn ACL that he repaired. I had a torn labrum that he repaired.
The guy's still whining about it.
The guy's done a lot of work on me, and today I'm a top athlete.
No.
Well, you mumbled and stuttered through that last part.
Well, you didn't work on my tongue.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah. I'll stop there.
Do you get the players' presents?
Say it again?
Do you get the players' presents or anything?
Come on now.
Really, Katie?
You said you wanted the other questions.
Yeah, okay. Let's go back to the football question.
Okay, then what is your top gift that you're really hoping Santa brings this year?
The top gift I'm hoping Santa brings?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. I'll be honest with you. I really don't need anything. I just, I've been blessed with so much and so many things I can't even use them all right now. So I think it's important for Santa Claus just to focus, to spend all the money on the rest of the family and don't worry about Dad.
There you go. Exactly. What about team schedule-wise? Is it Christmas actually works out kind of decent. It's Wednesday. Is that work out schedule-wise for you and you kind of work around the holiday a little bit?
No, we'll definitely work around Christmas. I think it's very important for everybody to be with their family on Christmas. I mean, it's something, I've seen different ways of doing it throughout my time in the league, and practicing on Christmas Day in the morning and getting everybody home, or practicing later on Christmas Day and so everybody can have Christmas with their family. I've just never felt good about that. Mm-hmm. And we'll definitely have everybody home. Now we'll take the workload that we've done that we do on Wednesdays and we'll spread it out across the remainder of the week.
That's awesome.
Does Randall Cobb have anywhere to go for Christmas, Coach?
He was Does here he have for, anywhere to go?
He was here for one-on-one with the boys
so
and just
lonely.
Wove a tale of loneliness and woe that had was just tugging at everybody's heartstrings.
Wow. Okay. So
if you got room at the table.
Oh, we got plenty of room. We got room for anybody.
There you go.
We'll come. We got our invite. We're there.
Open house. We're a very generous family.
You can spread that Christmas cheer over to the Sharks. We're fine with that.
There you go.
Well, Coach, get us a victory on Sunday, and we wish you and your family the very best, and Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.